When we returned to the hotel, it was still light, so I went for a walk in the neighborhood. Because of the heat, many people were out on the streets or sidewalks, lolling in chairs they had brought out, dandling babies, playing card games, eating watermelon or sherbet on a stick. A fair amount of rotting melon peel was scattered underfoot, reminding me with a twinge of nostalgia of little rife streets of New York. I wandered along in a daze of excitement, saying to myself, "These people are all Chinese. I'm here at last." During World War II, I spent 3 years in the U.S. Navy as an enlisted man, ending up aboard a ship anchored off Yokosuka in Tokyo Bay. After 6 months in Japan, I decided that when I would return to civilian life and entered college, I wanted to major in Chinese and Japanese studies. After being discharged from service, I applied to Columbia University, partly because it offered instruction in Chinese and Japanese, and partly just because it was in New York, a city I have always been very fond of. I entered Columbia College in 1946 and began studying Chinese as a freshman. Most of the people in the class were graduate students, and some of them, after a summer of intensive study, set off as exchange students for further study in Peking. "Come on, Bert," they said cheerily.